Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Episode 517 of This Week in League. I'm Nate.
And I'm Jay.
And I'm Glenn.
Glennie is in a super fucking good mood tonight. I'm loving it.
Jay makes
it's
me...
It's an omen. It's a sign.
Jay makes me laugh when he fucking does stuff that's right in my, like, the center, the epicenter of my wheelhouse. The man fucking makes me laugh. It doesn't happen often, but when it happens,
You want to share what was so funny?
No. It's not for the show, but no, it's funny.
Right. It's not. Not even for the patrons. That one goes into the off cuts.
That's it.
It hits the cutting room floor, gets swept up into a bin. Bin gets set on fire.
No, it hits the cutting room floor. Gets picked up, dusted off, framed. And put on my fucking mantelpiece where it belongs.
And then released when I make it onto Saturday Night Live.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking hell.
Love
right.
it.
Right. Fellas.
Straight back into it after last night.
Yeah, and it's, Movie Magic. I may schedule it to release on Wednesday night. Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows? Hey, this is podcast magic, baby. This is the podcast business. We're fucking drinking children's blood from the fucking pizza parlor. Fucking...
Fuck yeah.
Making the sweet, sweet fucking tunes for the fucking reptilian overlords.
That's it.
So, we can do anything.
Yeah, we can cut off a fucking foot, put it in a box, and send it to the cunts.
So, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy that it's been two nights, potentially, since we spoke. It feels like one. Right. Now, I don't suppose we've got anything much to talk about because we've only had a work day under the bridge. So, anything exciting happened to you, Glennie, since the last time we were speaking?
Lots of work stuff. Very, very positive work stuff. So, pretty excited about that. Couple of little projects that will probably set us into another little stratosphere for the next year or two, which would be good. And, yep. Jackson got selected to play A-grade men's touch footy tonight, so that's a bit of a...
So the days of playing with him are over?
Yeah, I think so. I might have to hang up the boots.
You had a good, three months or a portion of
the season? Yeah, that's it. And, look, we play, we're playing the social comps together, which is good, and there is a bit of a goal in the next 12 months where I was hoping to maybe...
Where you two play A-grade?
Absolutely not.
Hey mate, you got goals. Keep your life.
The coach. Jackson came over and told me, and the coach was there. I was like, I went over to the coach and said, "Mate, has there been some sort of mistake?" I said, "You realise he's Jackson, right? And I'm Glenn. Did you think you're picking me?" Clearly that. He's like, "Yeah." Jackson's like, "Not funny, Dad. Move on."
Oh. Ouch. Fucking yeah. Stabbed in the heart.
He's fucking brutal. The kid's brutal. But
Jesus.
Every family needs its Cooper Johns, though, Glennie.
The big goal in the next sometime within the next 12 months is to play in a little bit of a basketball comp with him, but got a little bit of work to do for the big diesel to get up to speed. So
do they play a like a
don't be a cock. Don't. We're on a good foot tonight, big dog.
I just said, do they play a seniors comp? Oh, are you going to get involved? Fucking hell, cunt.
I could see that look in your eye, and I was like, right, here we go. It's all going to fucking dust now. We've Jesus. Started off on a positive.
Dog never forgets when you kicked it, even if they remember kicking it. Like, the feeling is there in the back of their head.
I'm pretty sure there's a like a not senior citizens, but like a men's golf.
Seniors. Yeah. Over 35.
Masters. Is that Masters?
Yeah.
Isn't over 35 seniors?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But there was supposed to be a social comp out here in Highfields, but I just don't know that they've quite got it off the ground yet. So that would make it nice and handy. I can go and embarrass myself just up the road and come home and with my tail between my legs. It'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, and also like in front of people that the people that you're most likely to run into, just like going down the shops and just going about your daily walk and things like that.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, I might not be very good at basketball. I'm still better human being than all of them, so that's okay. I can live with that.
I mean, you could go play like a social seniors competition at like fucking Dolby or fucking Gatton or something, where you're not likely to run into these cunts afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. I might talk too much shit and get shot out there. I don't want that happening.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
I was telling you when I saw Jimmy Carr the other week, Gatton was like the punchline for like, you know, talking about the place where like, you know, inbreds and stuff are. Like, yeah, that's because it was, yeah, the show was in Toowoomba.
And yeah, so Gatton they couldn't use the real punchline.
Where like the inbreds and stuff are from. If you had to make a joke about that sort of thing, you know, you put it on Gatton.
Yeah,
fuck yeah,
I love it. He did his research, kinda, without wanting to upset the good people of Toowoomba.
Yeah, his people did a good job on the local knowledge stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Although you realise in Brisbane, Toowoomba was the punchline.
Yeah, 100%. I'm surprised.
Switch or something. Certainly. Yeah,
I'm surprised Toowoomba wasn't the punchline in Toowoomba. It should have been. Yeah. It would have been more accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying, like, the local research was definitely a level better and more in depth than just the guitarist on the band looking at the tape on the back of the guitar going, "Hello, Brisbane,
Dolby."
Oh, it's
Melbourne. All right, now this week news stories. Did you have anything you want to talk about, guys? There's a couple of little bits and pieces. We had, like, you know, some players switcheroos. We had the Joey Offahangawe after scoring a try in the getting his name etched into the history books on Saturday?
Yeah.
He's now an eel.
There you go.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. It's weird that they made the move to trade him, because like, he was one of their best players last year. This year he didn't seem to get the same sort of opportunities.
Yeah.
No. I feel
was there an attitude issue? Like he wasn't on board with the seniors fucking thing?
Oh, maybe. I haven't heard that, but he's certainly, the time that he's had on the field in his time at the Tigers has been consistent. He's a professional guy, and he's been good around the club. He does a lot around the community, and he wanted a fresh start. The Tigers gave him that. I can't fault what he's brought to the table. Did we actually trade him? Who do we get in return?
No, you released him.
Yeah, right.
I don't think you got anyone back. Yeah, wasn't a trade.
Yeah. That's the thing.
The plans behind this move would have begun months ago.
Mm.
So it's not like, oh, well, all of a sudden now you're going well and you'll choose to stay. This was all fucking done and dusted well before the 66 points.
I think he'll do well at Para. Their style of play suits his game. I think he'll do well there.
And they sort of need him in the immediate future as well, you know, with like a longish term injury again to, you know, Sean Lane. That's unfortunate. They brought him in and he got, you know, what, HIA or whatever in his first...
Yeah,
pretty much first tackle. So.
Certainly an upgrade from, you know, the likes of Nathan Brown, etc.
Never, like, Nathan Brown was always a fake tough guy, but I mean, like, he had times when he could play, and it's incredible, like how, like, he didn't decline off a cliff or anything. Like he fell the fuck off.
Yeah,
disappeared and almost never to be seen again.
Isn't he now sitting in the players'
box? He got so much
for the
fucking
Roosters?
Mileage. He got so much fucking mileage from his wind-up.
Mm.
Yep.
It was that fucking wind-up. The fact that he'd, like, steam onto the ball like an old Carl Webb.
Mm.
Except Carl Webb would actually finish the runoff and cause some fucking damage to people that were trying to tackle him. He lived off the fucking big steaming charge in and then just fucking spluttered over the line.
Yeah. And then when the fight started, he wouldn't knock a pee off a chop. So
that's it.
Cranky Ben Cray.
That's they call him. Let's leave all the origin talk as well for next week. I know people.
You don't want to talk about the. You want to talk about the actual, like the, you know, some of the omissions and the additions.
Talk about it, but yeah, you know, there's going to be more that comes from it in the next couple of days anyway. So
yeah. But there's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple of decent signing things there in the State of Origin. We got the other player moves though. We had Chanel Harris-DeVita. Not 6 months after, electing to, leave the game. His gap year is already over. Well, he's already decided to be over, and next year he'll be back at the Warriors again.
Maybe he fucked up his tattoo in Bali as well.
It's great for him, and it's great for them that they've got the space for him and everything like that. Yeah, I feel like they've got it. They've certainly got like a surplus of halves and fullbacks and stuff now. So there's probably going to be some, something's got to give there. Like, someone like Volkman or someone might end up getting moved on. Mm-hmm. But look, it's a good story. You know, they sort of held some space there for him, and he'd been traveling. He got back to New Zealand. They met with him straight away, and he's like, "Yeah, he's coming back." So,
yeah,
it's just a good story. And speaking of good news story, good news stories. Fucking Jacob Arthur gets away from the fucking Auschwitz at Parramatta with that absolute fucking cunt fan base that fucking bully him to his face as he's trying to sign autographs for their cunt kids after games for the Eels, and finally he is free. Not only of the cunt fan base, but also the cunt team, and he's kind of a father. So it's a wonderful good news story for the young man. And like I tell you, I don't fucking hate it either. He's been playing much more New South Wales Cup this year instead of being chucked in the 14, in Parramatta, like he was. That probably got the fans offside initially, back in like last year or whatever. But I had a look at his New South Wales Cup stats this year. First in line engagement, second in try assist, fifth in line break assist, second in kick meters, fourth in 40-20s, first in all runs, and fifth in the tackles. So that's a kid that's he's only like fucking 20, still got some growing to do. And from what Sieb says, I think his future is probably going to be, because as he grows, he's probably going to end up being like a ball playing back row or something. I think, just given the size that he is. But man, I tell you, at the moment, I mean, he's officially with Manly now. He's in the 22 this week. I don't think they'll rush him in. But with the prospect of Daly playing for Queensland and Cooper Johns being in there in his absence, I would love it if they could just tell him, listen, young man, on the last tackle, ball comes to you, kick it long.
Mm-hmm.
A guy comes towards you, make the fucking tackle.
Yeah.
Pass short to Homoli on your right, if the ball comes out on the right. And given that he has like zero, he's the opposite of Cooper Johns in terms of like running into the line. And if he sees an opportunity, he'll fucking back himself to get through the line and, make the break.
Yeah.
If you see something you like, go for it. And the other thing, and this is how he got his try in the grand final as well. He backs up everything. He's like fucking like Terry Lamb, fucking like any break, he's the guy that's first on the scene. So do that, and you can fucking stay there as long as you want in that replacement role. I mean, because that is a 1,000% better than anything that Cooper Johns brings for depth in the halves. And it's heartwarming to see Manly fans. Now look, I know for a fact, there's part of this where Manly fucking see this as a great opportunity to kick the Eels in the cunt like they deserve. So the Manly fans are being over the top welcoming to Jacob Arthur as a demonstration of, man, the Eels fans are cunts. They were horrible to you, but not us. We love you, mate, already. You're wearing our jersey and you're our boy. So may that long continue, and I hope he's in the side. I think we play Parramatta without Origin guys in a couple of weeks. Like, not this week, but like game two maybe or something. So, having him in the side for that game, plays his blinder, gets his dad fired. Tremendous. Tremendous areas. I'm there for it. Okay, so just quickly with the Origin team stuff. There are a couple of surprises. Jakey Turbo aggravated his injury in the win over Canberra on the weekend. So another fucking just quality human is he said, look, I don't think I'm going to be able to train to the level that Origin requires.
So I will not train the entire house down.
Yeah,
I can't train the entire parts house. Of the house.
Only down. Three of the and, four bedrooms and you will can't be go, trained down.
And yeah, and you can't you can't go into an Origin game if you've only trained the rumpus room down, but that's the kitchen and other areas remain untrained.
I feel so like Jakey is the type of guy that'll start with the laundry. I think he'll train the laundry down first.
Yep.
Probably
going to do the dishes next, I reckon.
Yep. Train the kitchen down. I just think there's a couple of bedrooms lacking.
Put on a couple of trays of bickies for everyone as well while he's in the kitchen, training it down.
Yeah.
Mm. But so Galaxy Brain Frederick Fittler pulls out a guy who's had one quality game of rugby league this season that happened on the weekend in Tevita Pangai Jr. and put him into the side. So New South Wales at this stage are going to be starting with Hudson Young and Tevita Pangai Jr. On the field at the same time. Payne Haas as well.
Yeah,
on fuck. And Frizzle on the field at the same time. Like, there's a very good chance that by the 5-minute mark of the game, it's like 13 on 11. Because you're going to start Origin. Like, the start is where those first hit-ups are and, like, the extra business in the tackles. And the,
That's when
it happens, right? So, but I also think that that's the devil's advocate. But then on the other hand, maybe Freddie has just fucking absolutely Galaxy brain Billy Slater here on the coaching side of things, because on the Queensland side, Callum Ponga has been not selected due to concerns about his concussion HIA situation. It wasn't because he necessarily sustained one and wouldn't be right for the game, because we know he got through that game right. He went off and had an assessment, came back and finished the game, no problem. So there's no problem there with that. So perhaps Freddie has Galaxy brained him into, I'm going to select Tevita Pangai Jr. And he's going to know real super crystal clear that Callum Ponga is going to be knocked unconscious by the 5th minute of the game. And I can't go into a State of Origin game carrying a back that's going to get knocked out of the game in no time flat, because then I'm going to have to put, like, you know, they're going to go with Reece Walsh as like 14 or something, and it's just, you know, you need some more size on your bench than that in State of Origin.
Yeah, that's
so Reece Walsh has won the position, though, and the Hammers in the centres. And with Valentine Holmes, and that meaning, of course, that Dane Gagai has been dropped. And
you had to pick Hammer in there somewhere on form.
Yeah, you did.
Queensland, they've changed. They've gone against their DNA. It used to be pick and stick, but now look at it. All they're doing is just sticking knives in the backs of their long-serving players.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He kind of has been undeniable. And if you look at it's a similar vein to what New South Wales are doing, where you just pick your best available. Yeah. You know, it's not his position week in, week out, but you can't not have him there.
No. I do have a concern over the fact that he's of the caliber of player that he's going to have to be defending.
Whichever side of the field he's on, there are struggles to be had there defensively.
That's it.
You don't have that innate defensive mindset that a centre would have from playing in that position week in, week out.
But I'll tell you, you can't copy experience. A great fucking methadone for it is absolute freakish levels of pure unadulterated athletic ability.
Yeah,
like that. That goes all right.
Look, fucking... you'd rather have it than not. I can't relate. I can't relate. I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Glennie down at the seniors' comp.
pure speed.
Call me the Hammer.
Oh, because I'm always getting nailed. Wait, who said that? Oh, that's good times. I don't mind the Queensland side. I don't know that. Lindsay Collins is probably a strange one for me, but that's, you know, you want to talk about not picking and sticking. They've picked and stick with that fucking spud. Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't necessarily any of the sides, really.
My concern is that Origin Arena. I look over any player in that side, and I'm not saying that any of them don't belong to be there, But the ones I have concerns over, and that's the fucking Pingus and those guys, is how do you behave from the 74th minute onwards when there's a fucking broken field every single set and they're going to run up the guts at you every single set and little Reece Walsh is going to be scampering around and those little quick guys are going to be there and you are more fucked than you have ever been on a football field in your entire life. Do you get the Aaron Woods, or do you get the fucking the heroic effort that saves the day? That's what
they're
I'm
the same thing,
about,
mate.
Those sorts of guys.
You're talking about the same thing.
Fucking hell, Glennie. You're delirious.
And when the winning try gets scored, I mean, is Tevita Pangai Junior going to do a massive jumping flip to nobody in the celebrations and miss the huddle entirely?
Let's hope he lands on his head.
Cook not being there at all, I think is a surprise.
Mate, to be honest, you have to pick the form nine of the competition.
Yeah, but I mean, like I think the rotation works well with those guys.
Yeah.
Whether whoever starts doesn't really matter. I mean, it worked pretty well when Appy come on second, but Cook, because Cook's been in great form, South's been in great form. It's just weird because now, like, you know, who comes in dummy half to sort of substitute?
Yeah, look, I feel like they probably felt like they had to pick Nico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, exactly.
But having him in 17 as opposed to having that interchange of Hooker, if you had picked Cookie there, I just feel like Cook would have made more sense for me.
Yeah, because Nico's not going to run on and play dummy half.
Who knows? Is this coverage for an HIA though?
Does
Nico just give you a tiny little bit more versatility?
I think the mistake you're making here is you're attributing thought to Freddie Fittler.
Yes, yeah. I am.
And I don't necessarily think that's true. I think he's read the paper and gone, well, fucking, they seem to want Nico in, so I put him in. At the expense of, look, the Tigers, they beat the fucking Cowboys by 60. They're full of Queenslanders. Who's the hooker? Oh, Appy, good. Okay, we'll put him in. Now. And that's pretty much the extent. Yeah.
It's like someone that picks horses based on the colours the jockey's wearing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Or the old classic.
Oh, well, a shark had beat a rabbit.
The footy tipping, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tiger had beat a horse. Yeah, for sure. But, look, we'll see how it all washes out. I'm sure there'll be endless post-mortems.
That's it.
Yep, we'll see if Freddie can continue to fumble a generational bag of talent.
Fucking hell.
Such is his legacy.
Yes.
It's coming up to that time for legacy because you got to remember. I mean, remember Cranky Mal. I mean, like, you know, he kicked the esky and fucking quit coaching and politics and everything. You know, within 5-10 minutes. Origin though, he managed to figure out how to stay out of his own way and not fumble the bag of generational talent that he had at the time.
Yeah, look, I remember I was doing some business with Mal around that time.
Yep.
And every single interaction I had with him, he was calm. He was relaxed. He was almost fucking sage-like. So I don't know whether he was just in a good
place
in his life.
Going and buying fruit and veg doesn't constitute doing business with Mal. Okay? For fuck's sake. You went and bought some zucchini, and I don't want to know what you did with it.
Reminds me of the time when Ben Kennedy had the fruit shop over in Albany Creek and I used to go and do business with him.
It wasn't the fruit shop. It was his fucking Strathfield car radio franchise.
Oh,
thank
this
you very
time
much, Glennie.
When Jay was in the F&VI.
But no, he was fucking legit and was probably...
I've got him. Look out.
No, like I've heard a bunch of stories, and I've had family stories about people that knew him through the coppers and had come across him and everything. And no one ever described him as calm, but the man was like a fucking Zen master. All the times I saw him, so maybe coaching did him the service, not the other way around. So but we all know.
How does that relate to Freddie Fittler?
Well, I was going to say my missus when she was going to school, she used to live near where Mal lived back in the day, and the little kids would, you know, he'd be out mowing his lawn or whatever in the afternoon, and the little kids would be walking over from school, and you know, this was when he was famous, you know, for playing, and like, hey Mal, and he goes, it's Malcolm or Mr. Meninga to you. And he, don't be a cunt, the little cunt, the little fucking kids going home from school.
It was the '80s.
It's a different time.
Teaching those kids some respect.
Look, I don't think Freddie has the luxury of having a brains trust around him like Mal did at that stage either.
Well, he's got a brains trust around him. It's just a matter of how you rate the brains. Like Brandy, I think, is one of them.
Brandy would be fantastic if all you need him to do is talk through, you know, teach a seven how to game manage better than anybody in the competition. That's fine. He's got that. But unfortunately, he already does that to the fucking seven that they've got. Like, it's not a new fucking connection there. Yeah. New South Wales in three. 60-0 each game.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
So when you say in three, you mean like a
straight sets?
Because it's a three game series.
Sorry. Straight sets.
And they'll win all three.
It's late. I'm tired.
Yeah, you're off your game.
Fucking sweep. We're gonna fucking
off your game. You made me laugh. You fucking. What's going on? It's bizarro, Jay.
We're gonna fucking Jimmy Butler these cards.
How dare you?
Right. Let's get into the games. Thursday night we have the Dolphins taking on the Dragons. This one's happening over at Redcliffe.
Yeah, good.
I have to try and get down. Might try and get down that one. Grab a sponge cake. Fucking have a night out with the family. Dolphins.
Or maybe make a new family of sponge cakes.
the little mini gem rollers.
Fuck, they'd be sour, but if you made them.
Can you imagine Nate showing up with a fucking stroller with these little mutant fucking sponge cake square pants?
Or what if I went to the garage and found the pram and just loaded it? Went down the fucking dolls and loaded it up with fucking sponge cakes and just wheeled it in on Thursday night.
Kids, meet your new family.
Or you know, the aptly used name for sponge cakes in Redcliffe. It's the Virgin Mary's asshole.
Oh, wow. I
love him.
This took a dark turn.
It did, didn't it? Now, the Dolphins, they're missing the hammer. Yeah. Felice Kafusi's out, Tom Gilbert as well. Mark Nichols comes in on the bench, Mason Teague to the bench, and Val Meninga back in the side on the bench.
There we go.
So, Cody Nikorima is going to go to fullback from 5'8". Kenny Bromwich goes front row to second row. Milford goes bench to 5'8". Ray Stone bench to lock. And Herman Sasa bench to front row. Dragons side, Ben Hunt is out. Blake Laurie is out. Jaden Sua is out. So in comes Michael Molo, Jack Bird, and Moses Mbai. Jack DeBellin's going front row to lock. Murderous Frank's going from lock to front row. And Jaden Sullivan bench to halfback. And it is my understanding that they have named Jack DeBellin as captain.
Yep, that is 100% confirmed. Oh.
In a move that surprises absolutely no one and illustrates exactly everything Glennie has ever said about that club.
The Dragons, I mean, I don't call it a good news story, but the Dragons' good news story of last weekend, you know, the vibe lasted all of 2 days. Congratulations. What a pack of cunts, the lot of them. Top to bottom, fan base, and everyone in between. No Hunt, no chance. Jack DeBellin is captain. They deserve every fucking thing that's coming their way. Dolphins by 20 minimum.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
With the outs that the Dolphins have, I think it hurts them more. But look, you know, at home, very rarely at home too. I'm not sure how many title games they're getting out of KO there this season, but this is only, what, the second one they've had there? So
I'd really like to see this be the benefit of that Wayne plan, where the ceiling's not high. However, the very simple game plan means that it's easy to slot anyone in.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'd
still
like
heavy favourites.
Business. Yeah, and so they should be.
$1.50 favourites, and yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck the Dragons.
Right. Dolphins.
Okay, one Friday game, the 8 p.m. slot. The Eels take on the Cowboys at CommBank Stadium. The Eels side, they lose Junior Barlo, Andrew Davey, and Ryan Madison, bringing in the new Joe Offahengawe, Matt Dory, and Luca Moretti.
I suppose there's a benefit to absolutely everyone in your team being fucking mid. It means when Origin comes around, you're essentially at full strength. You're the fucking greatest team in the competition for three rounds a year. I am fucking scared of what the Cowboys will show this week. I know they had a good showing at Magic Round. However, there was the rain and all that other stuff. The weather's a great equaliser. But based on the performance they put in last week, fuck, I haven't seen a give up like that in a long time. And I am terrified of what they'll bring in, and I don't think there's any way they get up enough from how they performed then to even threaten Parramatta.
I agree with you. I think the entire North Queensland Cowboys organisation was burnt to the ground, never to be rebuilt again last weekend. And I think Parra will put another 50 burger on them.
Right. 50, you reckon? So there's no bounce back whatsoever.
No, they're dead.
Right, so because you do find that teams do often dead. After a massive flogging, they do kind of bounce back somewhat and trying to prove a point that they
dead. I tell you, Mitchell Moses will actually he'll carve them up because he is a flat track bully, and this is the flattest of tracks.
And so I just realised I didn't actually mention the Cowboys changes their lineup. So they lose Val Holmes, Murray Taulagi, Tom Dearden, Ruben Cotter, Mitchell Dunn, all their best players, best performing players. So Zach Labert comes
in. Who were all in the side last week.
Ben Hampton, Jermaine Tonight-Brown and Griffin Neem. And Granville goes from the bench to the lock. Like Parramatta Eels by fucking how many. Yeah. What are they saying? You're looking at the betting, are you, Glenny? What's the...
$1.18.
$1.18, so yeah. Probably the biggest favourites of the round, you would suggest.
$5 for the Cowboys.
I just want to cross to the socials. Justin today put up for Glenny a photo outside of the abattoir up in North Queensland, and he says, "Glenny, I felt sorry for you at the start of the year. I said, poor old Glenny. Nate and Jay are pricks to him.
I don't need your sympathy or anyone else's.
After listening to your despotic manifesto on the pod, I hope that we cheat like shit in the rematch at QCBS and beat you after the buzzer again. My now future mongoloid grandchildren will hold this against you and your Justin Pascoe adult team from now until time immemorial.
Bring it.
Oh, I love it.
I feel like
you rustled him, Glenny, this week.
Yeah,
you good. Got him.
Good. It's just the beginning. Wait till we crack the eight.
How long are you going to have to wait to crack the eight?
Probably seven seasons.
Seven, so yeah.
But fuck, it'll be worth it, Bart.
Right. Next, we move to 5:30 slot on Saturday. The Warriors take on the Broncos. This one is taking place at McLean Park in Napier. And the Warriors side, they have lost Ronald Volkman, Wade Egan, and Dylan Walker. Luke Metcalf comes into 5'8". I didn't realise he was at the Warriors. Jackson Ford, the second row, and Dimitrik Sifakula to the bench. Curran goes second row to bench. Broncos side, obviously some changes there forced by Origin and other reasons. Reece Walsh is gone. Selwyn Cobbo's gone. Jockey Madden's gone. Thomas Flegler's gone. Payne Haas and Patrick Carrigan also gone. Tristan Saylor comes in to play fullback. Dean Mariner to the wing. Adam Reynolds returns in halfback. Keenan Palacio front row. Xavier Willison to the bench. And Brendan Piakura to the bench. So Corey Jensen moves to the run-on side from the bench. And Kobe Hetherington moves to lock from the bench.
I want to say the Warriors at home.
Lost much.
Yeah, I want to say the Warriors at home.
Yeah. Reynolds back, but again, the Warriors really aren't without many, if any.
Yeah, and also we saw against the Panthers last week that the Broncos have they've learned to somewhat cover for the loss of Reynolds as well.
Mm. Yeah, and that was last year. He was out for a stacker last year too.
Yeah,
because he's always injured.
He is.
Yeah. No Carrigan, no Haas. Billy Walters still in the Broncos side. Fucking give me a break.
But no Reece Walsh and Cobbo either. So I mean, it's like the best of all the worlds in that side are out.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Warriors 13+.
There will be no baby Broncos, and that'll be 4 or 5 losses for the Broncos. And you know, and that's probably all commenced after Kevy said that he's not worried about it. They'll fix it in September, and they're not going to fade out of the finals contention again.
We'll fix it in September from Bali.
Yes. Now, the Rabbits take on the Raiders, the late game on Saturday evening. The Rabbits side, they obviously go into this game without Latrell, without Jai Arrow and Cameron Murray. Jed Cartwright comes to the bench, Talis Duncan to the bench, and Shaq Mitchell to the bench. Jacob Hoste moves to the run-on side, Blake Taffey moves to fullback, and Liam Knight to lock. Raiders. Danny Levi is out. What happened with him? Again? Did he get dropped? Because I tell you, when he got selected in the side over Wolford when he came back, that's the moment I knew Manly were going to win. and it came to pass. Hudson Young is obviously repping. Elliot Whitehead's out for weeks. Wolford comes in. Corey Harawira-Naira comes in. And Nick Kotrick comes in on the bench.
Ooh.
So I'm not sure I've ever really praised his versatility. But I guess we'll find out. Hey, and Tarpane moves to front row to lock. Horsbro locked to second row, and Pisami Solo bench to front row.
I think the fact that Cook and Cody Walker are still in the side, Campbell Graham obviously will be stinging from not being selected. Alex Johnson's still there. It's a fair understatement to say Blake Taff isn't Latrell Mitchell, but he's not a horrible option at fullback. I still think the Rabbitohs will be way too strong for the Raiders.
Latrell is fucking scary on the football field, but he's not crucial to everything they do. There's still enough ways the Rabbits can hurt you this year.
Yeah.
Without him involved. So, yeah, Rabbits.
The biggest out for South for me is Cam Murray. He brings so much to their side. So they will definitely miss him, but I think the fact that Cook, Walker and Graham are there, and obviously AJ, they'll still handle the Raiders reasonably easily.
Correct.
And the final game, Sunday afternoon, the Newcastle Knights take on the mighty Manly Siebes Eagles. This one's happening in Newcastle, and the Knights side, remarkably unaffected by State of Origin, given the droppings of Callum Ponga and Dane Gagai. They lose Frizzell because New South Wales are loyal.
Yep.
And they bring in Jack Johns. So Lockie Miller goes from fullback to the bench. So he will be playing in the game after all. Ponga moves from 5'8 to fullback. Jack Hetherington moves from front row to bench. Leo Thompson locked to front row. Tyson Gamble bench to 5'8.
Yep.
And Adam Elliott bench to lock. Manly side lose Tommy Turbo, Daly Cherry Evans to Origin. The other two Turbos to injury. KO Weeks comes in fullback. At this stage, I have a feeling that we're going to see some high numbers, numbers over 17 in the run-on side when it comes down to it. But given it's the last game of the round 2, we're not going to know anything about that until even a hint of that happening until, Saturday afternoon. So at this stage, KO Weeks comes into fullback. Cooper Johns the halfback. Toff Sipley comes back in after serving his 3-match suspension. And Christian Tuipulotu, the versatile winger, on the bench. Kepi goes from front row to lock, and Samuel Afenu gets a starting position in the second row from the bench. And I think it's hard to know what's going to happen, but Christian Tuipulotu is not going to be on the bench, and he's not going to be playing that in this game. I don't think. Possible things that could happen is Rubes goes to fullback, at which point maybe they bring him in as a winger, and then KO Weeks drops back and becomes like the super sub as he was earlier in the season.
Yep.
But everyone, I speak for the entire fan base, where we want to see Jacob Arthur in 19 come into the 7 or come into halfback, and we want to see the cum move into like at least the hooker substitution
position on the side. How does a winger, I can understand what you just said, but as far as the side that's been named,
yeah, it's not going to. They're not. There's no fucking chance in hell.
How are you carrying a winger on the bench instead of the sexy Tong? I don't understand.
It's not happening. I mean, what they're going to do is, I think the work experience
kid didn't submit it to the NRL, and so they've just written the list out and faxed it through.
As far as I know, I think this was even before the injuries to the other two Turbo brothers. But I think we only had like 20 out of 30, top 30 available anyway. You know, just due to injury, and so there is a lot of just like stuffing a 22 man list in that side. Yeah. But also, I think there's definitely a little bit of. Let's see what Jacob Arthur does as well at training through the week, because he's only just rocked up to the club today.
Yeah, let's
see how he looks. And if he looks like he's slotting in beautifully, then, you know.
Away you go.
Yeah, exactly. So then they can slot him in. I think if any change, though, I think with Jacob Arthur is they probably won't put him in over Cooper Johns, regrettably. They'll probably just, like, throw him in over Tui Pilotto and make him, like, a substitute. Because the thing is, with his size and his skills, He is probably one of the more versatile benchies in the competition, potentially, because he can cover anywhere from, you know, second row to, you know, in halves and, you know, probably centre in a pinch as well. So, that's probably going to put him in good stead. But everyone wants the cum. I speak to the entire fan base. We want the cum in the fucking side. Get the cum in there. And but I don't know if it'll happen this week. But we'll see. But Knights absolutely kissed on the dick in terms of, you know, having certainly their best player and one of their best players not being automatically not picked up. You know, they were automatic selections.
I'm going to be very keen to see what Kalen does with this one. Yeah. Whether he uses this to show some, you know, fortitude.
But also, is he playing fullback now? Is it a ploy for him to win back his Origin jersey, or is it a ploy to keep him out of the front line contact defensively that he gets at 5'8"? It's just weird. But it's happened. This is the second time it's happened though, where it's like Pong is moving to the halves.
Yep.
And then
back he goes. Psych.
There he goes. Back he goes again. So look, the Knights are in a good position in this game just because, you know, home game with players that they were expecting to lose and aren't, and Manly, you know, obviously losing, you know, some of their best players, some of the most important players, half the spine. So, look, I think the biggest loss is actually Jakey Turbo, the way he holds the fucking boys together. But if they can capitalise on the momentum from last week and put in, and the difference is that Schuster is still going to be there. So,
yeah,
if Cooper Johns is maybe in the, you know, as a seven, if all he has to do is, like I said about Arthur, the simple things, pass it to your right to fucking Homoli when he gets a run up,
yep,
kick long, put bombs up and shit like that, and then let Schuster do the fancy stuff. 100%. I mean, if he can do that, then, you know, then maybe, you know, they can sort of, you know, put on a similar sort of performance.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, hopefully anyway, 13 plus, 50 plus, 100 plus, fuck the Knights.
There you go.
And fuck Henny Penny. What else is in Newcastle? Does Henny Penny still exist?
Ice. Coal.
Yeah, that's true.
Coal, ice.
Yeah, fuck coal.
Henny Penny.
Fuck coal. Fuck Aldi meth. And fuck fucking Henny Penny.
There we go. We're done. What a fuck that even Raid Express episode.
Right. Yeah, so that's it. That is it for 517. Short round. Doggies, Sharkies, Titans, Storms, Panthers, Roosters, and the West Tigers. With the buy, Glenny, do you think that the buy is a bad move for the West Tigers? Well, not a bad move. I mean, they haven't got a say in it. But do you think it's a bad thing for them at this stage of the season? They've been increasingly getting better over sort of 4 or 5 weeks, and then obviously culminating in some wins, and then culminating in a big fucking win.
Look, it's an opportunity just to settle things down, realise the position.
Do you want things settled down, though?
Absolutely. I need them to understand the gravity of the opportunity that's in front of them.
I think they need to keep riding that fucking wave, honestly.
Yeah. That's what, slowing them down would be the last thing I'm doing to them.
I mean, they go into a game in 2 weeks' time and, you know, with, you know, beautiful new skin fades and stretched out quads, but
yeah,
you know, that was the shit that brought them down earlier in the season.
So. It's just, I think you're underestimating just how tight their quads were. It took 8 weeks for them to loosen up and look what's happened. A little bit of a reset is going to do them a world of good. Look who they've got next. The Canberra fucking Raiders at Campbelltown.
Easy beats. Please. Easy beats. Another easy W.
Just please. Put it in. It's a win already. Just give them the points.
Yeah, just give us another fucking bye.
Lovely.
I wonder if how many of fucking weak piece of shit Raiders fans would brave will be taking, Campbelltown.
Jersey bets from all Raiders fans.
That's it for 517. Go to the thisweekinleague.com and you can get links to all our social community, Discord, Patreon, and more. Anything else you guys want to say to wrap things up? Absolutely mute, fucking Helen Keller over there. He was so full of words not 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, you cut me off. You said that's it, and I was like, okay, we're fucking done. I'll park it up.
I was just taking care of business, and now the floor is yours, Glennie.
Look, I'm looking forward to Tigers just having a little bit of a rest, just reset and go again, and you know, they'll be licking their chops at facing the Raiders when they come back from a little break. And short round. This whole short round thing has come about really quickly. We seem to have flown to this point of the season.
Yeah,
yes,
and that's right. And I will say, and I think I speak for the three of us, it's very fucking welcome because the last couple of weeks, I will say, we've all been a little bit tired.
Certainly have been.
Yes, that's true. It is true. And now we're in the time of the year now with you where we've got three short rounds. The preview episode's super short, and that makes the recap episodes, you know, super short as well. On the flip side, so yeah, it's a good mid season break part of the year.
That's it.
Yes,
right.
Nice one.
On that note, see you next week.
Fuck yes.
See you, legends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.